4:00-3:00, Thursday night, Chodesh Halvavos.
Okay, Daf Kuf Yud Tes, 12 lines from the top. The Chodesh Halvavos described that if you conduct yourself, properly, meaning you live your life in obedience of Hashem, and you use all the kalim, all the tools that He gave you, and He has gone through a long list of tools that Hashem gave you to help you along in that, in Mishma'as Hashem, and you even use your midos magunos, you use all the kaifas that Hashem gave you, even midos superficially magunos, ka'as, laziness, gaiva, you can use all those, and the Halavos compared it to a doctor that uses drugs and even poison sometimes, and uses it for medicine. You can use those for the good. You use gaiva if you want to accomplish something in Avodas Hashem, you want to build something, and you say, you know, I can't do it, who am I to do it? So you use gaiva. You use your kas against wickedness, and you get angry if you see an avla, and you use your atzlus also when it comes to doing something wrong, you use the midah of atzlus. So in all these cases, the Chavis HaLavah says, the secretaries, the court stenographers, when they're writing everything down, will count divrei reshus, even optional things you do, they will count them as chuyos, as mitzvos. And we explain, because if once that's the nature of the person, so then it's like stamul lishma. Like you have sometimes a concept by a korban, you have stamul lishma, that now everything you do is seen in that light. Because, as I'm saying, once a person trains himself that everything he does, even midos magunos, so he ultimately uses them in the service of Hashem, so then even the divrei harashus that comes up on the way, he stops off to buy gears, so now that becomes a mitzvah too, because that's ultimately how everything will be used. And all this is true, unfortunately, l'idachisa, he said, by Averis, and you can use even midos ritzuyos, and you can make gunos. You could be like a doctor who administers medicine, and he doesn't know the right amount, and he doesn't know when to give it, so he could cause great harm, even in true false, even in things that are medicines. And if that's the case of a person's lifestyle, then even the divrei harashus will be written down by the court stenographers as a black mark, because everything he does will be seen as aiding and abetting and helping this lifestyle of his. So even divrei harashus will be seen like that. So now we're up to line 12, and he says, v'chol zeh, and this whole system, to count even optional things as either mitzvahs or averis, tzedek, it's justified, it's eisgehalten. Don't think it's unfair, it's justified, b'lorech, al hadifech, because of your choosing, Esmerio, either disobeying Hashem, al mishmato, o mishmato, al merio. B'matzpunech, this is the Chaybis Halavah is talking, b'matzpunech, inside of you, u'matrosayech, and what your goals are, what your values are, b'sachiyus in yonech, in the very essence of what you're involved in. So, it's justified. In other words, the fact that you use, let's talk the good side, and you use even midos magunos in Hashem's service. So you show that metzpunech and the chayvus halvavos, the chayvus halvavos, your attitudes, your goals, your values are proper. So then it makes sense, and it's justice, that the divrei harashus will be counted as mitzvahs, because everything is just part of your life, and you've set yourself up that you're always on a certain kav, so it makes sense that even divrei harashus should be counted that way, because it'll be a reflection of matzpunech u'matrosayech v'sochiyus inyonech. your Chayvus Halbavus are coming out. That's what the Sefer Chayvus Halbavus really does. The whole Chayvus Halbavus is written to explain the Adifus of the Chayvus Halbavus over the actions. So he's saying this Mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in counting the Divrei HaRashus is based on your Chayvus Halbavus. It's based on what's in your lathe. It's based on, let's say, your attitudes, your values, what you wish you could be, what your goals are. So if that's where you're at, so then it makes sense that even Divrei HaRashus, which are the building blocks of your life, should be counted as Divrei Mitzvah. She says, Kein Haniglo V'Hanister Shebach Shavim L'Fanach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember, is judging you on your Chayvus Halvavos as much as on your actions. And that's a big yesod, and it's, you know, the person can do everything right. A person could wake up every morning and put on tefillin, but that's not what his she'ita is, and he doesn't do anything with his tefillin. It's not really an expression of what tefillin are supposed to express, and he doesn't have the attitude towards tefillin of Lamantia Toros Hashem B'Ficha, and he doesn't even know what tefillin has to do with Lamantia Toros Hashem B'Ficha. And then the V'chein, the Tzitzis, Brachos, Davening, Torah, everything. So in the Toch, it's like a meaningless, like an empty shell. So, Tu B'nai Yodom, so we know, like say, guys with Chal Shabbos, so you give a Misa. We don't look into his heart and see if that's what he's holding, if he really meant to deny that Hashem didn't make, that if he really meant to deny that Hashem made the world in 6 days, we just see the outward manifestations of what the Torah was mitzvah. But he says, but Hashem, when Hashem judges you, so Hashem, everything's open. So there's no, Hashem doesn't limit himself, so to speak, to, like if a guy was Mechal Shabbos, or if a guy was Shomer Shabbos, as important as that is, and as fundamental as that is, but Hashem looks into the lathe too. So if you do nothing with your Shmira Shabbos, if Shabbos just goes by and you manage to avoid doing malacha, but it doesn't inspire you and you don't feel the kedusha and you don't feel what Shabbos is supposed to impart, or I guess it's theoretically possible vice versa. You know, the guy could be not holding by a Shmira Shabbos, maybe he wasn't raised that way and he's not holding by doing it, but you have this maybe by the Sfardim more. You have that they're in touch with Shabbos. They understand what Shabbos is, and they love Shabbos, and they understand the meaning of Shabbos. And they were never, you know, taught really the importance of keeping the Dukkei Halacha. I don't know if what I'm saying is true. I don't mean it's fire than whatever, but you can have such a concept. So Hashem looks in the lathe. We don't know how Hashem judges. That's what he's saying. So when we say Hashem counts Divrei HaRashus as either Divrei Mitzvah or Divrei Averis, because Hashem's looking into the lathe. And if he sees that, again, what your goals are, what your aspirations are, what your values are, so that's how he judges. So it's, to us it looks like it's not seven. Two people stop for gas, and one gets a mitzvah, one gets an avera. That's not fair. We understand if one guy blows shofar Rosh Hashanah and the other guy talks Lashon Hara on Rosh Hashanah, we understand why one guy gets a mitzvah, one guy gets an avera. But two people stop for gas. Why should one get a mitzvah, one get an avera? But the Chayim told us the same, because this guy stopped for gears, and then he's thinking about Hashem, and he's thinking about how Hashem made the world, and Hashem gave him his car, and he's on his, you know, and that's what he's focused on, his Chayvus Halvavos. That's what his Levavos are. So you stop the gear, that's a mitzvah. So when you drive, it's making it easier for you to think, whatever. And vice versa, it's true the other way around, because Hashem looks into the Nistar. Barehu Shoftech Kefisha Atzpuyu Lefanav. So people see the same thing, like this guy goes to work and this guy goes to work. And Haim Ratzim, Amir Ratzim, Haim Ratzim. People, if you look at the superficiality, you could easily be fooled. You don't see anything much. But Hashem, so V'afal Bishanistam Mibnei Yodom, he's saying a judge judges based on what was clarified. The reason the earthly judge doesn't judge based on the values of the heart is because he has no way of knowing what those values of the heart are. You can't have Adam coming and telling him where this guy's holding, so he has no way of determining it. So the giant just has to deal with what he has in front of him. In the Adam or Bechushos, the Ilun is Baral of Honov, if the judge would know, Mashab Matzpun, Hayodonal Pit, Avada, the Chaydus Haldovus is the Shitasu, the Igor is the Chaydus Haldovus. Sure, we'd like judges and people meeting out punishment and reward to be able to base it on the lave of a person, what's inside a person, where he's holding. Did he really mean to, a Shabbos, did he really mean to testify that Hashem made the world in 6 days, or he was just eating a piece of potato kugel? So we'd like to do that, but we can't, we don't know. But if they have Bori Yisala, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asher Yediyaso B'chol Zeh Shaveh, inside, outside, everything's Goli V'yodua. Barei Min HaRoi She'yodin K'fi Yediyaso. So whatever his Yediyah is, that's what he judges on, just like an earthly judge judges based on his Yediyah, whether it's through Adam, or he saw it himself, or sometimes Umduna. So that's his Yediyah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah happens to be the all-important lathe, the all-important Chavis HaBobis. That's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah includes that as well. And according to Chavis HaBobis, that grander counts for more. That grander counts for more than Chavis HaGoth. That's the mania of all the Maisim. So here you see it too, really, in this paragraph. Because in this paragraph he said that that's what allows, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to expand upon what's a mitzvah, what's an aveira, and to look at your divrei hareshus, but that he's looking at your whole life as either moving in this direction or moving chas v'shalom the other direction. So therefore he counts divrei hareshus that way too. But that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKol Golov Yadol Afanav. So it's not a pellet. It doesn't look strange. It shouldn't look strange to us. It's just a question of how much is Nisgale. To the earthly judge, so much is Nisgale. And to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all is Nisgale. So he bases on what Golov Lufanov. Okay. So, till now he finished, so he finished describing now a person's life. It's also a chesed Hashem. Hashem wants to wake you up and to set you straight. You're not going on a good kav. So you could say Hashem says, you know, forget it. That. You know, what should I do? I gave him a warning. I gave him the Torah. I gave him Bechira. But no, he takes one of the Mesharsim. So remember, the Mesharsim are parts of your body. So Mitzaba Echad La'achad HaMesham Shemoscha, Hashem, what's happening, if you misuse your Avarim, if you misuse the gifts that Hashem gives you, so Hashem takes back or spoils or adjusts one of those gifts, and then you have problems. Basilik Ashkechoso Mimech, he takes away his Ashkecha Pratis, meaning the favor you find in his eyes. Hashem removes it. You're not using it properly. Why should Hashem grant it to you? Hashem's standing there giving you all of these mesharsim to use, and you misuse it constantly. So that's when a person takes sick. That's when a person has saras. That's when all of these things become almost moot. You talk to someone, you know, everything's going good, and he's breathing, and then all of a sudden he starts choking, or this, or he has no control anymore over his body. He's not controlling his avodim anymore. He can't decide whether he's going to be healthy or sick. So, v'oz yizrofeif also, so sometimes it happens that a person tells one of the misharsim to move away, to take a step back. V'oz yizrofeif also ha'eiver shemugufeif, so the person doesn't have control over that eiver. So some say it's the Aver with which he did the Aveda, because this Avarim can get the minyan mitzvahs. But I'll compone him the Aver that he, that's for sure, I mean, that the Aver, right, the Chafetz Chaim and the Chaim Balozhin talk about that the Avarim, they correspond to spiritual forces. So certainly if you makalkal a spiritual force, that's going to ruin the Eber that's connected to it. Lozis Rofeif also Eber Shebegufeif. O Kama Ivor. O Kol Guf. Sometimes it's a small thing. Yisurim can be a small thing too. There's a famous Yerushalmi that Yisurim could sometimes be, you put your hand in your pocket to get a certain coin and it's a different coin. It's a Yisurim. So sometimes it can be small. Oh, Kol Gufech, the Yechle, the Yidvez Man Masuyim. So Hashem has an amount of time in mind that He takes away your Mesharis. You're misusing your Mesharis, or you're misusing the Mesharisim in general. So He takes them away. You don't deserve them. You don't know what to do with them. And that could happen as Man Masuyim. I guess under extreme circumstances, it could happen the ultimate fading away, but it could happen as Man Masuyim. In this Orevi, if you indeed wake up from his call, the Toshuvi Elov Yisaveyu, Pafnoyos Hashkachosu Elayach, Hashem will then turn around and create this relationship with you once again. We'll rebuild it. The Avri Gufech, and your body will be healed. The Yoshevu Matzova Harisha. Moshe Omer Akosav and Tilim, Avilim, fools, Miderech Pishom, Umeavon Oseyem, Yisanu. This means they're sick, they can't eat. Called Ochel to Saiv Nafsham, they reject all food, the Agiu Acharei Moves, by Yisakul Hashem Batsar Lehem, Mimitsuk Oseyem Yoshie, Yisach Dvoro, Vier Poin, Vier Malik, Mishchi Solsom. Well, we don't. First of all, we don't know. We can't know. The Rambam says that children under bar mitzvah get sick by avon the parents. That the din of that the children don't suffer for the sins of the parents. That's after bar mitzvah. The Rambam says ketanim do. Ketanim are perceived as the, so to speak, possessions of the parents. This is, you know, the Chazalovers describe the person gets sick. You know, it would be nice if things would be so cut and dried. We're not privy to it, but it's important to learn it just to understand the system. The system is Hashem provided you with these kochos, and if you misuse them, Hashem can withdraw them and does withdraw them at times. It doesn't have to be the yisurim of the guf with the evarim connected to the evarim. It can be any yisurim that a person undergoes, any difficulties he has. Right? What we had before, one of the groups of the Mefarsh, of the Mesharisim and the Avodim are a person's midos, a person's attitudes, a person's abilities. Right? He had a whole list here on Daf Kuf Yud Ches. So Hashem's Masalik that. He can do it in many, many ways. And all of a sudden the person doesn't have so many options anymore. The person's not able to be besimcha, and he's not able to be to have busha, or he's not able to have tikva, or Ava, Sinna, Onik, Tsar, all that list he gave before. We don't know, you know, it won't happen that, you know, Eov's pals got punished for suggesting to him that his Yisurim were a direct result of his Chatan. They shouldn't have talked to him that way. So, but you can learn Chavis Halvavus, and you know that there's a problem. I mean, it's no worse than the Gemara that says in Ro Adam shows. Gemara in Bracha says in Ro Adam she Yisur and Bo'anolov. So you fashvish b'maisa. That's a Gemara. I mean, you know, you can't get away from the Gemara. So there could be, you know, we're already. There could be other explanations and other forces at work, and there could be. But certainly, the first step is you fashvish b'maisa. So he brought down this pasuk and tell him. They're fools and they're sick and the Yisakul Hashem B'tzalahem and Yoshim, if you're playing. Okay, so now he's through with a person's life and he says, V'chashe Yishlam Zman Nisyonei Kolam Azeh. Every person has a task to fulfill. Every person has a number of years in which he's given that task to fulfill. So, and then that time comes to an end. Doesn't last forever. When the time's up, right? Hashem sent you down in a guf to do certain things, to undergo certain nisyonos. He said, Kufyud Zayin. So Yitzhak Bar Yisrael has called Masha his kind. Hashem will call together all the employees of this universe here. Hapakidim, Bamashamshim, Bashaarim, Bamashurfim, Babasadim, all of the things that were described before, some of them more cerebral, some of them touch the physical, the kidneys, the lungs, the stalag mimeich. Hashem says, time's up, you have to come back, you have to leave the world. But Oz, so all the connections between the spiritual and the physical get cut. That cord gets cut. There's no more link between the spiritual and the physical. So the person's goof goes away, and the neshama, everything goes back to where it came from. The neshama goes back to where it came from. We'll see in a moment, and all this, and the goof certainly, right? And the goof goes back to the adama. So the time's up. It did what it was supposed to do, and now everybody goes their own ways. but that's life. Life is one big nisoyon to bring out your koiches and to bring out to grow. So when that time's up, Hashem says, "How many years it's going to be?" When that time comes, Yitzhak Yabori Yisalef Kol Masha His Kindo Apkidum Jamshim Etc. Lisporid Mimuchot to go away, to leave, to go back. Listen how he's calling the neshama you. That's who you are. He keeps calling that. Beinech. Between you, that's the nefesh. Uben gufech. The soshav el matzovach harishon. The neshama is very happy. The neshama is going back to a place of ruchnius without being bothered by a guf. So the neshama goes there. And the guf stays where it stays. And all of a sudden the guf goes back to where it came from, and it doesn't have any of these kaychas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talked about before. Like, where did it go? That's what happened. The neshama went back to its place, the guf goes back to its place, and all of these servants and employees and everything just shuts down. Hashem shuts it all down. Everybody goes home. So there's nothing there. So the goof is just a dead weight. The yishar goofech lo tenuah lo chush. The yoshev gamula matzav harishon. So the neshama goes back to its place where it came from. Right? Remember, Hashem put the neshama in the goof in order to undergo certain nishenis. And now the neshama goes back to its purely spiritual place. And the goof goes back. So that makes sense. That's very nice now. And then they take out the minutes of your life. The court stenographer takes out the minutes and starts reading everything you did. Every action you did, every vaharashus that you took, that you did, everything that you did and you said and you thought and you felt, everything is read out. Everything is presented. Those yutzful of anayach, it's given to you. You sign off on it. So yeah, you did this on this and this day. Yeah. Gildionos ma'asayach, umachshavosayach, is the Chayit Zalbov is talking. Your deeds, your thoughts, umachirosayach, and your choices, that's your value system, the choices that you made in life. He's not talking about the ma'asim. It's interesting. He said already ma'asayach, what you did. But now he's talking about the choice itself is such a major thing. How you chose to go. What your desires are, what your choices are, what you'd like to do. What your sheifas are. That's also something. Of course, ma'asayach is all important, but this is at least just as important. And according to the Chavis HaLov, it's more important. U'mashe hedaf v'hesak bo esatzmech bolomich. What did you busy yourself with in this world? Hashem asks for a full report. What were you busy with? Were you busy with silliness and foolishness and temporary things, or were you busy with things that have eternal value? The yi agmulach, and the payback is behesen fits with what the court stenographer showed. The Hesem Lekach Meis Habori Yisala. And this is life. He just finished describing life. Ukvor Hit Yishloi Bekach. So you say that's not fit. It sort of sneaks up on you. Well, I do. There I was minding my own business, and then all of a sudden, so he says it's not true. You have to learn Torah, and Torah is replete with the warnings that this is going to happen, with realizing that it comes to an end, and you have to give. At some point, it comes to an end, and you have to give a din v'cheshbon on everything you did. K'may merachosin. With Shlomo Melech and Mishlei, Hat Osnucha, Ushma Divrei Chachomim, Lipcha Toshus Ladaiti, you'll have your heart follow my Ratzon, my will, but Ushma Divrei Chachomim, Ki Noem Ki Sishmarin Devitnecha, they should be established in you, you should internalize them, Yikonu Yachta Val Sfosecha, Leos Bashem Miftachacha, Hodaticha Hayom Af Oto. This is a reflection, I guess, of the Gra. The Gra says the anchor is Muna Bitochen. That's before we get to the specifics. Halokasati Loch Shalishim, that's the Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, it says. The Moetzos Vadas, wise counsel, Lodiacha Koshet Imre Emes. And now, these last four words are the reason he brought down this whole pasuk. L'hoshiv amorim emes l'sholchecha. Somebody sent you on a mission. When you go back, you have to go back and report. So you have to come back and say, you're going to say, like in the Russian, Asisi shluchosai. I did what you sent me for. You have to be able to say that. So that's what he wanted this pasuk for. L'hoshiv amorim emes l'sholchecha. So that's it. That's, so he sent, he warned you. He warned you that this is, you should pursue. I gave you the Torah. And now you have to come back and say, this is Yisrael Kol Secha. So since Hashem judges the Chayit HaLavas too, so he's saying, how do you know? So he says, that's what Hashem judges you on. What you chose to make your value system. Masha hadat tehesak bo es atzmech bo ilomech. So that's Chayvus HaLavos. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue, Mitzvah Hashem, next week. Perek HaSivim.